Do you speak something? First, I'd like to offer my obeisances to my Diksha Guru, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and to my Shiksha Guru, Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. As we know, in the heart of all jivas, there's Krishna Prema, but it's very covered. It's in a potential form. And so there has to be something special come to awaken this Krishna Prema, or we might say to uncover this Krishna Prema. And this Krishna Prema is found in the heart of the Vrajavasis. Maharaj has been giving such nice classes in Mathura explaining this Krishna Prema. And we have one such Vrajavasi with us, Maharaj. And so he's come and he's sprinkling this Krishna Prema all over the world. And we're so, so fortunate. But it's such a rare opportunity. He's been explaining in Mathura the message of Uddhava to the gopis. And this Uddhava came to Braj and he saw the gopis, but he's himself saying that he actually didn't get the association of the gopis. And why? Because he couldn't pick up the mood of the gopis. And this is explained because when he offered his prayers glorifying the gopis, he just desired their mercy. He didn't desire to become like the gopis, actually. He just desired to be a blade of grass and get their mercy. You see, he didn't desire to follow in their footsteps. And when he was in Braj, he was actually afraid. He was thinking, the gopis are crying and they're unhappy. I don't want to be like this. And so he left Braj and he never went back. So one who wants to follow in the footsteps of the gopis and attain this Braj praying, this Krishna praying, then one has to actually follow the mood of the gopis. And Maharaj just wants to give this mood to everyone. So we have to beg that we can actually take up this mood that Maharaj is trying to give us. And it says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that even Krishna himself cannot understand the mood of his devotees and the Krishna prema of his devotees. So he comes as Mahaprabhu to taste this mood, to try and understand it. And Chaitanya Charitamrita says that this Krishna prema, it dances, and the heart of the devotee dances, and Krishna himself dances. They're all dancing together. So if we can pick up this mood, then we'll also be dancing. You can see our faces will be dancing, we'll be dancing, we'll be so happy. So we just beg that we can take up this mood that Maharaj is trying to give us.
C'est tellement rare de rencontrer une telle personne qui a cet amour de Dieu, ce Krishna Prema, et qui va dans le monde entier, qui asperge tout le monde, tous ceux qui le veulent bien, avec cet amour. Il dit, cet amour de Krishna, il vient de Vrindavan, seulement les habitants de Vrindavan en ont, ce Vraja Prema. Et Maharaj est un...
Vandeyam Sri Guru, Sri Jyotipati Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavansha, Sri Rupam Sakrijatam Sagan Raghunathanitam Tam Sajiva. Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijan Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Savana Dutasi Vishakha Nivitavishya. All the living entities in lakhs and lakhs worlds, all are part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. We have forgotten Krishna for so many births. So, Krishna becomes worried that my eternal servants are suffering so much in this world, again and again. They are taking birth not in human shape but also like pig, hogs, dogs, creepers, plants, sometimes goddesses, sometimes human, always searching happiness and peace of mind. But they are not attaining that. I want that they should come and serve of me and be eternally happiness. But they don't give me chance that I should take them in globe Vrindavan. So he always in worry for us. Out of his mercy, unconditional mercy, sometimes he gives us human form, very beautiful, some intelligence. Sometimes he sends his associates in this world. Sometimes he sends some his incarnations in this world, like Ramchandra Nishinga. Sometimes his vibhuti, like Jesus Christ, like others, like Buddha, like others. Sometimes his associates like Narad, Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami, and others. And gives his message that you should tell them that you have forgotten me. Really, you are not this material body. So, if you want eternal bliss and eternal happiness, you should associate with any bona fide Vaishnava and Guru. Krishna will arrange for this. You cannot do anything. So Krishna arranges this, all these things. He sends in this world and in crores and crore worlds so many incarnations, so many associates. Sometimes he comes in the shape of golden Sachinandan Gaurhari with Raramananda Saup Damodar, Rup Sanatan, and preaches in this whole world. Whether you are qualified or not, he sprinkles his mercy. But like Jagaiya and Madhai, we don't want his mercy. Sometimes we become opposite to devotees. Oh, he is our enemy because he is disturbance in or eat, drink and be merry. Like once Indra, he made some offense in the lotus feet of his Gurudev Brihaspati. And for this fault, he became hog and came to this world. He was wandering and roaming here and there. He collected so many seahawks and so many pigs, so many sons and daughters, thousands of. And he was so happy, though he was taking his souls of human persons and always lying down in the drains, eating, marrying, only these things. Brahma was coming to this world, and he saw that Indra, with so many she-hawks and so many children's pigeons, he is so happy. He is absorbed in all these things and thinking that I am only so happy that I have so many wives, children's, and I am free from all bindings. But Brahma saw, he saw, because he is realized so. So he saw and called, "O Indra, what you are doing? This nonsense. Indra, as a hawk, he was looking here and there. Who is calling me, Indra? I am hawk, I am so happy. He told that you are not hawk. Really, you are Indra. And you live always in heaven with your wife and your children. There you live, only you taste there Amrita.
Nectar.
Nectar only. So beautiful garden, so many things. And you were so powerful. But you have become this dirty hawk. I want that you should return to your home." He told, "I am happy here. I don't know who was Indra and who is Indra. I'm happy with my children and wife and okay. I don't want to go anywhere." He told that, "I'm making some arrangement." And he took water from his kamandalu. Kamandalu means?
Water pot.
And a sprinkle with mantra. First he took one by one his all sons and daughters, and he threw out his all sons, and all were dead. "Will you go now?" He replied that, "No, so many children will come in a month. So many. I don't want to go. My wife, so many wives are here. Some are pregnant, some will be pregnant, and thus again we will be like." Then he took one by one his wives and began to kill them. All were killed, then he told them, "Now you will go? Never. I will collect more wives." Then he sprinkled some water with mantra, and I am Indra. I'm in this
hog
shape, taking so many bad things. So I want to go. Then he began to pray Brahma that, "O Brahma, you are my father, so please be merciful to take me to heaven." Then Brahma again took some water and sprinkled with mantra, and he left his body, and at once quickly he went to Swarga. But we are not coming from Swarga. Really, we are eternal servant of Krishna in Vrindavan. Those who have come in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, in the line of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti, Siddhanta Saraswati, in line of our Gurudev, in line of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. They are so much fortunate that they are inhabitants of, they will be the inhabitants of Golok Vrindavan. Anyhow, he will manage to take us there. So be ready. You are all inhabitants of there. By your constitution, We are all servants of Krishna. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only 500 years before. And he left a Guru Parampara. And all Guru Parampara, especially Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he ordered his disciples to preach all over the world, Western countries, Eastern countries, everywhere. And that is why he sent so many. Among them, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami was so prominent that in a few years, he established so many preaching centers in the whole world, so many temples, and he met so many disciples here and there. It is a very wonderful thing. In the whole world, where I went, I saw that, oh, very beautiful disciples are here and there. But when Swamiji left this world and joined Krishna in Vrindavan, then some of disciples, prominents, they began to fall down. Because they knew that we are also liberated. And we are so powerful. And that is why they thought that, oh, we have become acharya-like more than our Gurudev. And that is why they began to fall down. They were not caring of common devotees. And that is why so many devotees came out of ISKCON. Here and there. But they wanted to serve their Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, or Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Swami Maharaj ordered me in his last breath that I want that you should associate with my disciples, and you should help them. I never wanted to give up Vrindavan. I wanted to be in Vrindavan and to chant and remember in lonely place, and I was satisfied. But I'm not so learned person or a very high class of devotee. I'm like you all. But Krishna wanted, Mahaprabhu wanted, and also Swamiji or Guruji. And they have dragged me to all these countries to help you. I'm happy that knowingly or unknowingly, by their mercies, I'm helping them. I want to help all the devotees without caste and creed, whether they are my disciples or not. I never wanted any disciple, but some forced me to take disciple. So without any gain, worldly gain, I want to help you all. And you should be always very energetic and a strong will, that in very life will proceed so much in bhakti. Without bhakti, anyone in this world cannot be happy in any birth.